2 months ago, school board members told Julie Janssen to shape up or ship out. Today, the board voted on the latter, but not until September 2nd. The decision was an emotional one for Janssen, who said she wanted to stay in position for the rest of her contract, which wasn't set to expire until September of 2013. She said she regretted not having a more effective evaluation process, but will be leaving on good terms.
I knew what was coming, and I'm pleased that they trust me enough to give me a couple of weeks, knowing that I'm not here to do harm to this district. My heart has always been for this work and for the kids. And sometimes, as I said, things happen for a reason. And it's been a struggle 4 years, even as deputy, with the financial constraints that we faced. I think we've navigated through those waters effectively. We have truly kept the hurt away from the classroom, away from the children as much as we can. I don't see it getting a whole lot better. And perhaps someone can come in here with some new ideas that to take us forward.
Janssen hasn't said yet what her professional future will hold, but is hoping to take advantage of the situation by spending time with her family.
I think I'd like to take a vacation with my family. We haven't done that in a long time. I think there's something else other than work, and that's going to be new.
And quite the vacation it will be. According to the terms in Janssen's contract, her without cause termination means she will collect over $200,000 plus benefits. If Janssen goes back to work, her earnings will be deducted from that amount. The original proposal submitted by her attorney, Ron Meyer, would have allowed her to keep the entire severance package despite any future employment. Meyer abandoned that proposal, though. Instead, he argued the board had no grounds for a just cause termination despite recent allegations.
Board members, members of the community, all sorts of people have kind of ginned up some things that suggest that somehow Dr. Janssen has engaged in wrongdoing that would warrant the termination of her contract, not without cause because there's a loss of confidence, but instead for just cause.
Allegations that Janssen withheld public records were brought up by activist Sammy Lee Scott, who formally filed a complaint last week. Scott has been an outspoken Janssen opponent. She thanked school board members for taking action, but urged them to choose Janssen's successor cautiously.
Please commit to a search for the next superintendent for Pinellas County that will yield only the highest qualified and competent leaders so that you do not lose another generation of children to egregious failure.
Not everyone wanted Janssen ousted, though. An outpouring of supporters showed up, some to give their thanks, others to submit last-minute pleas to save Janssen's job. Dexter Rogers looked up to Janssen as a mentor. He said she is the reason he came to teach in Pinellas and isn't happy with the school board's decision.
When she goes to the interview the process of asking, okay, what do I need to do differently? One of you say, okay, well, this is what we want, choices. One of you say, well, we want solutions. What is it? Why can't all of you get together and decide that there's one thing that we want? And all of it should be for the success of the Pinellas County school kids. One thing that I know is that she's all about the kids of Pinellas County. I'm not really sure what your agenda is.
Another supporter, Jeff Francis, waved a disapproving finger at the media for forcing Janssen's termination with an onslaught of negative coverage.
I turn around and I say shame to not all, but a lot of the media for turning this into a circus, tearing this fine woman down personally. Everybody in this room has got personal problems. We all have problems, okay? Dr. Janssen does her job superbly. Those problems have nothing to do with this issue. I say shame to the school board members who have listened to some of this nonsense in the St. Petersburg Times and on the newspaper and the television in your decision, your thought process.
The school board members themselves even expressed respect for the embattled educator. Board Chair Carol Cook asked reporters to remember Janssen's legacy in their coverage. Each took a turn in thanking her for her service. Linda Lerner said this decision was not an easy one.
This is a sad situation and a sad day for me personally and professionally. I don't want to speak for the other board members, but I think they would definitely agree with me. We don't take this lightly. Dr. Janssen, you've lost my confidence in the job of superintendent, which is the hardest job in this whole county. But you have never lost my confidence or appreciation for your job as an educator. And I know that you have many more years to contribute, and I want to thank you for the years you've given this county.
After unanimously agreeing to terminate Jansen's employment contract, the board turned their attention to who would fill the position on an interim basis. A final decision won't be made until another special board meeting on August 30th, but they did approve a motion to discuss whether John Stewart is interested in the position. Stewart was the former deputy superintendent under Howard Hinesley and also served as a superintendent in Polk County. Julie Jansen said in a press conference following the meeting she would support Stewart in the position. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Largo.